Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Enjoy with Dawn Grant, your 15 minutes of inspiration, bringing it to you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30, hoping to give you a little food for thought for your day, a little bit of positive inspiration, motivational advice, or just a different perspective. We all have our perceptions in life, and they basically define us. Our thoughts completely control our lives. It's how we decide to look at things. It's how we decide what we want for ourselves. It's how we make our choices. And you can actually spend a lot of time wanting to make changes in your life, but not really knowing how to go about doing that. What can happen is you can actually continue to repeat a lot of the same negative thoughts without even realizing that you're keeping yourself in the same rut or the same pattern. I have people, clients that come to my office that maybe they want to lose weight and they've tried different diets and things like that, but what ends up happening is they end up having this self-talk of things like it's hard to get rid of the last 20 pounds or every time I lose weight, I end up gaining it back again. And you can actually apply the same information to everything in your life. That whatever your self-talk is actually controlling your life. A person isn't going to ever lose that weight if they continue to say, I can't. Or if they continue to have excuses for why they have it on their body. So to be able to step out of your life long enough to say, wow, what are my patterns? What is it that I've been doing? What is it that I repeat? We repeat our thoughts, and that's repeating our patterns. It's estimated that humans have about 60,000 thoughts a day. Most of those are the same thoughts that you had yesterday. And unfortunately, for most of our society, most of the thoughts are negative. So if you take a moment and reflect on the last few days, last few weeks of your life, look at what things that you decided to focus your thoughts on. Look at what areas you decided to think about in a negative way. And you can actually see how that choice changed your life. You can see how your thoughts have caused you to repeat the same patterns, to keep you feeling maybe negative about something that you could start to look at the positive side of. We always have a choice. I tell you people to look up at the sky. If it's partly cloudy, you could say it's partly cloudy out, or you could say it's partly sunny. Depending on what part of the world you live in, if there's been floods and too much rain, then you may be disappointed if you look up and you see clouds. Or you could be excited because it's partly sunny and hope that there wouldn't be any more rain. If you lived in an area in which there's been drought and there hasn't been enough rain, you look up at the sky, you could decide, oh my gosh, it's partly sunny, more sun, it's going to dry things out even more. Or you could look up at the sky and you say, oh, it's partly cloudy and there's a chance that we might get rain today, or at least block the sun from drying things out anymore. Just a matter of perception. And really what I've learned from my clients and in my own life is it's a matter of choice. You can choose to look at the positive side. You can choose to focus all your attention on the positive, or you can choose to focus on the negative. I've got couples that are married that I've helped and worked with, and everybody knows, you know, you got the little things that add up. You got the little things that add up in relationships. Well, you can deliberately choose to look at the positive sides of your husband or your wife and every day feel grateful for what they contribute to your life. And you will notice if any frustrations that you've been having can actually completely turn around. Because there are positives there, I would hope, or else I wouldn't think you'd have married the person. But today's quote, since I've gone off on that little tangent, which I'm really good at, is aerodynamically the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly, but the bumblebee doesn't know it, so it goes on flying anyways. This is from Mary Kay Ash. And I thought, well, let me go ahead and research that a little bit. And you know what? It is quite true. It was folklore for a while there, but they actually did studies. And they have found that, yes, aerodynamically, the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly. They've done some more recent studies since then that they've been able to find some kind of vortex situation going on that may be able to explain why the bumblebee can fly. But it still is being said that from all that we know, it probably shouldn't be able to fly. But, you know, even that is our perceptions. We are limited in our knowledge. We are limited as scientists even on this planet. We don't know everything. There's so much that's unseen that we don't even know or understand. So if we look at this, though, we're thinking in our minds and our perceptions the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly. Well, if it had the ability to think the same way, it probably would never fly again. If somehow we were able to tell the bumblebee and it understood that it can't fly, it shouldn't be able to fly, it would start doubting itself, it would start having problems, it would start having issues with its flying. So what you want to recognize is whatever it is that you're telling yourself in your life is affecting your life. It's affecting the success level of your life. It's affecting your abilities to do the things that you may really want to do. Yeah, think about it. Think about things that you really want in your life. You probably put efforts forward to try to make them happen. But what perceptions and what thoughts do you have going on that are holding you back from truly living the life that you desire, from truly having the success level that you desire, from truly having the relationship that you desire, from truly having, you know, the quality of life and living, or even the health of your body that you desire? So if I told you, well, you shouldn't be able to have a happy marriage because of such and such and such and such, well, then you would likely continue to focus on those downfalls or those negatives or those problems. And then guess what? You would not have a happy marriage. If you woke up every morning and looked at your spouse and thought of the really great things about that person, thought about what originally attracted you to that person, thought about the really great things that your spouse did the day before that maybe you've just gotten used to, and you can actually start practicing gratitude and start feeling grateful for the things that you do have in your life, and you will notice that more and more possibilities and opportunities and doors will open up for you. Because what that's doing is that's telling you to focus on the good. That's telling you to focus on what is there that can help to build even stronger, even more success in your life, even more strength and confidence, confidence in yourself and in your relationship. So if somebody told you that you've got a great spouse, that they love the way that you guys do such and such together, that they love the way that your spouse takes care of you or the little things that are unique to your spouse that they're doing for you, then you would start to focus upon those and start to foster the growth of the relationship. This goes for your career also. You know, what if as a child you were raised being told you're not very smart? Why can't you do that? You can't remember anything. If there was that frustration coming from whoever was in your life that they kept feeding you negative thoughts, then you would likely grow up thinking, I can't do that. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I don't have the memory that I need to have to do that. And then it would be very unlikely that you would move beyond that in any way to create a really amazing, wonderful, successful life. Unless you started to take control of those thoughts and perceptions. unless you deliberately made the choice to change those thoughts and perceptions and to focus on what it is that you truly want to be and start to focus on the positive qualities in yourself and then look for confirming information of those qualities in your life, just like you can decide to look at the sky and see it as partly cloudy and partly sunny. You can look at yourself. You can choose to focus on whatever negative thoughts have been planted there and have been reinforced, or you could decide to look at the positives that are going on. You can do this within yourself. You can do this as you look and think about your partner. You can do this in all areas of your life. It's a choice that you make. Your thoughts, you do have control over them. You do have more control over your life than you've probably ever realized. So what things have you been telling yourself? I'm not very good at. I can't. Or have the excuses for why it hasn't happened yet. What areas of your life have you been repeating the same patterns? Most people don't want to repeat the same patterns, but by making up excuses for the behaviors or the outcomes of their thoughts, they end up repeating the same patterns. Most people, although they have good intentions of changing their life, continue to do the same things and therefore get the same results. Most people that have thoughts of wanting something different continue to tell themselves, I can't. And if that bumblebee had told himself, I can't fly, he probably wouldn't be flying. I wouldn't say probably. He definitely would not be flying. So take your time today to recognize what negative thoughts you've been repeating, what negative expectations you have for yourself in life, in your relationships, in your career, in all areas of your life. Whatever it is that you've been repeating, it's very likely because of thoughts that you've been repeating. And again, you can have good intentions and think that you've been repeating some good thoughts about a certain area of your life. But if they have anything to do with excuses, anything to do with I can't, anything to do with negative perceptions or expectations for a situation or for yourself or for another, then I'll guarantee that those thoughts are holding you back. So it's time now to look at the good in yourself, to look at the good in others, to look at the good in your partner, to look at the good in your relationship with your partner, and also your relationships with others. It's up to you to make the choice. How much weight do you want to put on the good things in your life and the good things in yourself and the good things in the people in your life? By deciding to put more weight or focus upon those, you will notice that your life will turn around. You will start ending patterns. You'll stop repeating old habits. You'll see cycles ending. And you'll see your life going in the direction that you truly want it to go in. So go ahead and start practicing gratitude today. It's one of the easiest ways to start focusing on positive things and repeating them in your life. Look at what you're grateful for in your life. Make a list. Brainstorm. Figure it out today so that you can decide that this is the first day of the rest of your life in which you are going to apply the wisdom of your years and make your life into what you desire and deserve for it to be. So thanks for listening today. Aerodynamically, the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly, but the bumblebee doesn't know it. So it goes on flying anyways. And that's what I'd like for you today. Listen every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 Eastern Time. Go to my website, dawngrant.com. Look at all the neat things that I've got going on, the services I offer, and always got new things coming out. So check it out, new products. Recently joined Twitter even, so you can follow me on Twitter if you're interested in that. At mindtrainingcoach. Training Pro is my screen name there. Have a wonderful day.